Blackstone Publishing presents Deep Dive by Chris Knopf. This book is read by Keith Sarabica. Chapter 1. I know I should call the police immediately, but I wonder if you would mind popping over for a moment to discuss before I do. It was my friend Burton Lewis. He rarely called, especially on my cell phone, so it got my attention. What's up, Bert? He spoke clearly, though with a slight, breathless tremor in his voice. You know Joshua and Rosie Edelstein? He said. I'm at their house. It's a situation.
How bad?
I knew the Edelsteins well, since I'd spent the better part of 2 years building all the cabinets and architectural detail for their custom oceanfront home. It was one of my most successful jobs, since I was working for my preferred general contractor, Frank Entwistle, and Edelstein himself was an eager, grateful, and free-spending customer, my favorite kind.
A house guest appears to be dead. Scratch that, is definitely dead, along with the rhododendron he landed on, right below his bedroom 2 stories up.
Did you just find him?
I asked. We did.
Wait 15 minutes and call the police, I said. Meanwhile, stay away from the scene. Don't touch anything, don't move anything, don't make any other phone calls. Just stay in one place. Are there other guests?
Just his boyfriend, of the moment, said Burton.
Keep him with you and away from the bedroom.
Should be easy. We're on the patio and he's frozen in his chair.
Does Edelstein have a lawyer?
I asked. I'm sure. Probably taxes and real estate.
Call Jackie.
I already have. She's up island, heading here fast.
The hell, Bert?
What the hell is right?
Just please get here as quickly as you can. 3 hysterical people are 3 more than I can usually cope with.
Burton Lewis was one of my oldest friends. A bona fide rich guy, he kept his name off richest rich guys in the universe lists since they started putting them together, a testament to how fervently and powerfully he guarded his privacy. I jumped in my old Jeep Cherokee and tore off like a madman toward the Southampton shoreline. The Edelsteins had a security gate at the end of their driveway, but that night it stood open. I swung the Jeep onto the white pebble drive and fishtailed up to the giant postmodern house. It was lit up for a party, though only a few overpriced luxury cars filled the half circle in front of the house, joined awkwardly by Burton's ancient, faux wood-paneled Ford Country Squire. The cops hadn't gotten there yet. When Burton appeared, I asked him what was up, and he just said, "Follow me," as he marched across the yard and around to the back of the house.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?